It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, joined now by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby. He joins us on the last Wednesday of every month, and it just so happens April 24th is the last Wednesday of the month. It sneaks up on us.
Yeah, it did.
It?
Yeah, it's one of those I even kind of checked the last day or so. I was like, man, that's tomorrow?
So. Yeah, I know. I wonder if Jason's going to come in, or is he going to think it's still next week, which would be technically the 1st of May.
I almost didn't make it, and I kind of got lost on the way here. You know, it's so foggy out there.
It is a little bit foggy, yeah. If you're driving, or if you haven't been outside yet, take a little extra time to get to your destination, and don't speed. I would highly recommend that. In fact, maybe go below the speed limit. I know that's hard for some people to do, but and make sure your lights are on. That's always, I just can't believe how many times people don't have their lights on in foggy conditions or even when it's dark.
Yeah.
I've seen that before. It's like, dude, that's safe. But anyway, we are not here to chastise all the drivers out there. But if you are doing that, shape up, get it together. Jason's here to talk about the latest projects and things that are going on in the city of Beloit. So what's the topic right now as we head into the warmer weather, it appears, finally?
Yeah, finally, you know, everything kind of broke loose. You know, it's kind of getting that way for the farmers as well. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's that busy time of season. I always call it construction season. And so we got a lot of little projects going on that have just been, you know, sitting there festering, you know, from water main breaks during the winter. So we get a lot of that stuff fixed, et cetera. One of the big things that we're looking at doing is kind of a reconditioning of West Main. We've talked about that a little bit, but that'll probably start here in the next week or two or so. You know, it would be a lot of curb replacement, especially on that south side of that road. And I'm talking mainly from just outside of the downtown, you know, kind of out towards those railroad tracks as you head west out of town there. So that whole West Main area is, you know, it's a solid road, but it's real rough and a lot of issues. So we're kind of looking at this as kind of a way to really extend the life of that road for a long time for a very small amount of money versus, you know, a complete rebuild, which is, you know, you're talking millions of dollars. Right. And it's not one of our, it's a well-traveled road, but it's not one of our most traveled roads. Mm-hmm. It also, you know, is also in poor condition. So a lot of that will happen. Then they'll do some reconditioning on the surface. We'll do some stuff where we'll smooth it out and really have a nice product, hopefully, when we're done. So that'll be happening here for the next few weeks on that road. We got a lot of curb downtown that has broken just from, you know, the way, I don't know if it's constructed or what happened there, but we're going to replace a lot of that because we want to make that, you know, keep that looking nice. A lot of the street or sewer and water crews are replacing water and sewer lines. There's a sewer line we're doing up there by the high school. If people are driving by, they're seeing that. We'll have some water mains that, you know, we kind of continually systematically, we have, you know, kind of identified the water mains have given us trouble. And obviously some action was done the last 5 or 10 years where we got some major water lines replaced, which has helped a lot with the water quality coming out of your tap. You know, you don't realize if you don't get it flush or if it's old and it's rusty or whatever else, a lot of that comes just from the pipes. So we've gotten a lot of that replaced, which has really improved a lot of that, those sections of town that were suffering from that before, but we're still kind of, hey, we're finding those spots that are still, you know, 70, 80 years old and old cast main and getting those replaced as well. So it's been exciting in that regard. And then the electric crews are really working on getting poles replaced. We always identify those, especially in the winter and the storms, we find those. The other bigger project that they're really doing is really focusing on what we call Circuit 12, and I think we're all familiar with that circuit. I think it's a really big circuit kind of on that, what is it, eastern, southeastern part of town there that tends to suffer from more outages than the other ones. And part of it is it's a big circuit, so it can have a lot of potential to have outages. You know, it's maybe a fourth to a third of our load. But we're doing some things, and it's been kind of in the plans and in the works for a lot of years of trying to not only take the load off of that, because it's always, you know, it pushes those, it pushes the limits there a little bit, but also split it up just so, you know, if something happens on one part, it doesn't take that whole circuit down. You know, it's a little bit more isolated. So that's a pretty big undertaking, but it's been something we've been chipping away at, and I know the crews are kind of focusing on that again with renewed effort this summer. It takes a lot of, you know, laying new poles and lines to get that done, but in the end, I think it'll create a much more stable system, especially on that circuit, kind of like we experienced on a lot of our other circuits in town that have been doing really good here the last few years. So,
Beloit City Mayor Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Now, you were telling me recently that because there has been a history of power outages in Beloit, no question, and the funny joke is a squirrel did it, which I told Tom Niles, we're going to go hunt all the squirrels here pretty soon.
Squirrels.
Yeah, big squirrels. They're big squirrels. But also, we always joke that when it's the nicest day is when the wet power goes out, and then when it's 55-mile-an-hour winds and there's ice
on.
And it stays on. It seems kind of weird, but you were telling me that, and I have noticed there's not as many outages or the electricity going out, or if it does, it's usually not as long. And I think you told me the numbers, like one year there was like 14 outages, sure. And now that I was four. So we're making improvements.
Yeah, we're making improvements. Now this year, of course, this year when I said that, and this year it's kind of kicked our butt a little bit here, and especially on that one particular circuit. But overall, yeah, we've definitely seen a downward trend. And there were some changes that we made, you know, obviously, and it's always been going on. You know, we've always had to fight this, and it may ebb and flow, but, you know, trying to upgrade the systems, trying to make them better. We also kind of did those reclosures, which I think we've talked about mm-hmm. on those circuits. So it's kind of like, you know, each one of those big circuits in town, you know, has a trip, just like your breaker in your house. And so yeah. It trips off, something hits it, you know, for safety, for who knows what. Mm-hmm. Something could be on fire, et cetera. Well, we've now set them because they're computerized, and they'll flip back on just in case it is a squirrel or a branch or something that just falls right off. So that's why a lot of times you might see a little flash, you know, and you're like, oh, dang it, my alarm clock got reset, you know, and hopefully
that's a squirrel dying.
It could be, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. There goes another squirrel.
Yeah, there goes another one. So that's helped take down some of those small ones, because before it would require all the crews to drive out there just in case it was a big issue. And so that's why you always had that 30 to 45 minute wait. Mm-hmm. And so it's helped to take those down. But obviously you're still going to, you know, like I said, that bigger circuit, we still have things that are just legitimate. I mean, you have an underground wire that just shorts out. I mean, what do you do? You know what I mean? That's just going to happen sometimes. But really what we're trying to do is trying to make it as stable and as safe as possible. Mm-hmm. And it just takes, you know, continual effort chipping away, and there's still going to be some outages once in a while. But if we can limit those, if we can get those down, you know, by circuit, you know, maybe one or two each circuit, you know, a year, you know, then you're down to, you know, four or five outages, and maybe just one whole town outage because it's a big bad storm or something. You know, I mean, that's more, if you look at the national statistics, that's more normal, you know. So that's really what we're shooting for. Kind of the other exciting thing with the electric thing, and I don't know if people have noticed or not, but some moves in our portfolio, a lot of our power is purchased basically from the power market. Think of it almost like the stock market or the commodity market. Mm-hmm. And we may have talked about this a little bit, but thankfully we've been able to make some moves here, and some things have fallen off here in the last two or three months that have definitely slightly reduced our prices. You know, so if you're a homeowner, you might, you know, if you look at your bill and really compare it to maybe, you know, last year's or, you know, so again, look at the kilowatt hours. That's really what you got to compare. You know, I've kind of estimated, you know, on a family, a typical family might see a reduction of, you know, $5-$10 on their, you know, their electric bill, which is, you know, it's always chipping away. It's hardly everything. It seems like everything always goes up, right? You know, so it's kind of exciting to see, you know, maybe some stability or maybe some prices go down on that. So, and that's really been kind of, two big power pieces that we purchased. One fell off. It was really expensive. Mm-hmm. We were able to replace that and buy it on the market. Mm-hmm. And the other one we were able to kind of sell off to another town, a small piece of it, because it's a good product, just expensive. Mm-hmm. And so that helps us reduce some of that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Folks, usually when they look at their bill, they notice the $10 increase before the $5 to $10 decrease.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the way we're geared.
Yeah, I know it. Yep.
We all are the same from that standpoint. But, so it's good that you pointed that out.
Yeah.
I got my recent one. I'm like, well, it's down. I saw my usage was down too.
Sure.
And so I just said, well, my usage is down. That's why my electrical bill is down. But, you know, if you look a little harder, then I would realize what you're telling me. But I didn't think of it that way when I looked at it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You look at the other stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. The bottom
line. Use more water.
First thing. Like, oh, yeah. Well, how much did I use last year and this year? Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. The sidewalks, I know that's a project that you work on. Explain how that works real quickly in regards to, I think there's like a phase, another phase, this and that you do each year. And, you know, I certainly see sidewalks, and I've seen where you guys have fixed the sidewalks. And then there's sometimes you see trees and the roots have messed up the sidewalks, and you don't need a bike ramp. There's already one
on
the sidewalk. Yep. So I've had a couple of people ask me that recently, and I said, well, isn't there a sidewalk program? I'm like, but they can't do it all at once.
Yeah. Yeah. There's kind of two different things going on with that. There's one program that we kind of have put on, and it's been pretty successful the last few years. Basically the council kind of set aside just a small pot of money. And what that does is if you can, you know, it'll pay for the concrete for the sidewalk. So you pay for the labor. Mm-hmm. I've even taken advantage of it. I think everybody drove by the first year I was here and saw that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good program. My sidewalk was one of those bike ramp type sidewalks. And so basically you work with your contractor, you fill out an application with City Hall, and then you basically hand in your concrete invoices for it. And, you know, we kind of keep tabs on that, and then we'll pay for the concrete, and you pay for the labor on that. So it's a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a way to kind of get your sidewalk built for half off maybe.
Right.
We don't really, we'd like to see one strip of it. You know, maybe if you got, you're on a corner, you can do one right. front 1 year and the other side the other year. Then the other one, and so that's been really good. You know, you've seen those kind of pop up all over the place. So I really strongly encourage people to check that out, sure. you know, especially with tax return season coming on. You got maybe some little extra money you can put towards that and get that knocked out while there's still some funds there. And then the other one, obviously, is the Safe Routes to School, and that's another one that we've got coming up this summer. It'll go out for bid on May 22nd and probably happen this summer, and that'll really take care of some big sidewalk up there by the high school, the football field, which kind of goes into the whole sports complex redesign, and you know, people parking in safe spots, so they have a place to walk to get to the track or to the football game. Also, all the way down to the elementary school, and then all the way down the cemetery area. So, again, it's a lot more walking areas, and you're seeing that, especially as a young community, the youth in our community, but also a lot of retirees in our community that are looking for safe places to walk and to get around in. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that's really exciting, I know, is the water. and we haven't talked a lot about the last couple of times. Is there anything new to report on the water situation? I mean, you kind of touched upon it a little bit earlier today.
Sure. But. Yeah, I mean, you know, the water plant's just kind of one of those. It's slow. It's trying to get that train out of the station. You know what I mean? So once you get that thing chugging, and we're getting that thing going, so hopefully we get more and more momentum as we chug out of the station, get that thing going full bore here. But basically, the step that we're at right now is we've basically come up with a preliminary engineering report that goes to USDA, and that's going to be a major funder for us. They can help us offset a lot of the cost of the water plant to keep our water rates and our water bills, you know, kind of in what they would call like a national average or regional average. I'm not quite sure what number they use. So you know, they want us to have some skin in the game, and you know, as consumers locally to carry some of that cost, but they also want to make sure they offset some of that. So that's to them. But a couple of pieces they're looking for first are, you know, what are we going to do with, you know, when we treat this water, and I guess I shouldn't say treat, we're really going to be filtering it now. Okay, there's very little stuff going into the water with the new system we're going to have. It's going to be filtered out. We will still always have to touch it with a little bit of chlorine. That's just what they require us to do. But all that stuff we take out of the water, whether it's, you know, probably from the lake, you know, from that pipeline, there's all going to be all these nasty little, well, not nasty, but just naturally occurring, or they could be in there artificially or whatever, things in there. What are you going to do with that waste? Mm-hmm. And so obviously they want to make sure if we put it right back in the river, you know, how's that going to affect the environment and the fish and all this other stuff. So there's a couple of different things that they look at. We've got one phase of that done. The next phase is about to happen where they say, you know, actually, how is it going to affect the fish? You know, first of all, what are you going to do with it? Now, how's it going to affect the environment going downstream? Once we have those two things answered, then they will modify that preliminary engineering report a little bit in case it changes the numbers. And then USDA is really going to say, hey, here's, you know, X million dollars we're going to throw into this project. Mm-hmm. And that's really going to help us determine what's this really going to cost, what's this really going to cost the end consumer. There'll be some efficiency savings. So those are positive things that are going on. You know, we also kind of had preliminary talks with some of the local water districts, trying to get them back on board or on board with us. And that, again, helps spread that cost. So those are all good positive things that are going. So I really hope to see that start to really pick up that momentum here in the coming next few months. It's kind of one of those things we've talked about ever since I've been here.
Yeah, right.
We've had to cross a lot of hurdles too. Yeah, you know, we had compliance issues. We had the EPA on us for those compliance, you know, all those things that we had to get done first before we could even do the next thing. Well, we've got those tackled and now we can get to that next thing. So, pretty exciting. I still hope to see, you know, water pumping here in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years out of that new plant.
Right. Anything else to add before we let you go?
Not really. You know, I think that, you know, this weekend, you know, you got the Blight Relays coming up. So we're just, you know, trying to get people to kind of break some old habits, but, you know, just trying to park in more of the parking lots. It kind of helps opens up the sight lines as you try to drive through there, just because we're trying to be, you know, good neighbors up there, but also trying to put on a safe thing. So again, look for those parking lots, and I'm really excited. I love track, so I think it'll be fun to see the kids competing, and I think we might actually have good weather for once.
I mean, don't jinx it, but knock on wood, that's what
I've seen. So, you know, every year I've been here so far, it's like gale force winds and 40 below.
It seems like it
can run some really good times in that.
All the junior high track meets we've been to, it's not, the weather hasn't been that great. So we are looking forward to the junior high track meet Thursday in Concordia. We have to go to, it's supposed to be really nice. And then Friday Bullet Relays,
it's
supposed to be nice. And then we're hoping for nice weather for a Royals bus trip on Sunday as well. Yes. So we're getting greedy. We want nice weather for just 4 days.
No big deal. That's all right. The rest of the year.
Maybe
Lake Fest, you know, Milipalooza.
Let's be specific.
A few of those days. Right. 8-man All-Star.
Okay. On second thought, we're going to get really greedy about all this. Now, looks like the weather's gonna be nice today as well. I want to add this before I let you go, that and Chad Lorenz was in here last week from the NCK Wellness Center. Of course, your wife's involved in this with the Bullitt Area Chamber of Commerce. Today, celebrate National Walk at Lunch Day. Get some activity minutes to log for Walk Kansas while enjoying beautiful downtown Beloit. Everyone is welcome. There'll be snacks and prizes and a raffle. I would guess you'd do that probably at the end of the walk, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know for sure. I don't know if you want to eat and load up and then walk, but maybe maybe you do, whatever. Carb load, and then you go walk. Visit participating local businesses during the event for more chances to win. That's over in Beloit today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so it's a come-and-go event. So if you show up at 11:30, it's no big deal.
Get out there and walk and do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and if you got a Walk Kansas or NCK Wellness Center t-shirt, that gives you a bonus opportunity to win. Doesn't mean you have to wear that to win. Just means it gets an extra chance to win, it sounds like. And Chad and Jason's wife, Julia, in the chamber in the Wellness Center, really great idea, pretty cool thing. And they've been crossing their fingers for good weather. And unless the fog stays from 11 to 1, might have to put headlights on their on their bodies or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
Yeah, I think K-State Extension's involved.
That's right.
So,
K-State Extension's involved as well.
I think it's going to be a great event if it's a beautiful weather. I mean, I think we get a lot of people out for this. So hopefully everybody gets out and has a good show. So
you begin at the courthouse yard. Yes. So that's where you want to report, as the courthouse yard there in downtown Beloit. So if you like to take part in that, and yes, K-State Research and Extension, also the Post-Track District, a big part of this as well. So I did not mean to leave them out. Glad you mentioned that. All right, Jason, well, we appreciate you coming in, and I guess we'll see you again. It's gonna feel like almost 5 weeks, because the final week of May is probably more towards the end of the month.
I'll have to introduce myself.
Yeah, that's right. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Jason Raby. I'm the city manager of Beloit. Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it.
And Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. And as Jason mentioned, Beloit Relay is coming up on Friday, and we'll have complete coverage of the relays on the radio.